on, baby, we can do that. Girl, cut a little loose, you can move that. Move that. Oh, yeah. I'll take you dancing in the country. Levi's in them lowlands. Spin you in some red dirt. Sweep you off a boat.
Okay, when did the toilet paper aisle get so complicated? Let's be real. It doesn't get better than Angel Soft. Soft, strong, perfect. Keep it simple. Grab a pack of Angel Soft in the toilet paper aisle of your nearest retailer. Angel Soft. Soft and strong. Simple.
97.9
WFAX FM
Nashville.
Big 98.
Let's go big, y'all.
6.5,
baby.
It don't get much bigger.
Come on.
Than the Big 98.
An iHeart Country station.
Guaranteed human.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, now time for the Morning Corny.
The Morning Corny.
What do you call a snail at a red light?
What do you call a snail at a red light?
S-car stop.
That's funny.
Oh, I wrote S-car that. Go. I wrote this
That's
one.
Funny. Good one.
That was the Morning Corny.
Okay.
That's an original?
It's an original.
So instead of S-car go.
S-car stop.
S-car stop.
I like it.
Yeah.
That's the finest joke you've ever written. Yeah.
Do you write a lot of these, Amy?
No. Okay. No, I don't. But that one, I did. I'd like to dedicate it to my mom. She loved S-car go.
Wow. Wow, what a day. We like her. We really like her. Wow. There you go.
Thanks,
great job.
Bobby Bones Show.
And now let's play Keith Urban. Here's Somebody Like You.
There's a new wind blowing like I've never known. I'm breathing deeper than I've ever done. And it sure feels good to finally feel the way I do. Now I want to love somebody, love somebody like you. Yesterdays, I've forgiven myself for the mistakes I've made. Now there's just one thing, the only thing I wanna do. Mm-hmm. I wanna love somebody like you. Yeah, I wanna be the sunshine, shining down on me and you. You're teaching me to be a better man. I don't wanna take this life for granted like I used to do. No, I wanna love somebody like you.
with you, I guess. What part of over don't I understand? Cause damn, I miss the taste of your cigarette. Yeah, your memory pulls me right back in. It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you round. Keep sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore, anymore, anymore.
Just when I think you let me let you go, there's a picture of us covered in dust on the dash. So you lit it up just to see the smoke. Rolled me plus you with a date on the back. Look at that all. Your memory pulls me right back in.
It's like I forget I can't love you anymore. Can't keep chasing you round, round the back of my mind. I can't need you. Sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? I can't love you anymore,
anymore,
anymore.
I can't love it now.
I can't love you anymore, anymore,
anymore,
anymore,
anymore.
Tell me, baby.
Keep
sharing this bed with your ghost every night. I hate that your kiss left a burn on my lips. Oh baby, how do I tell my heart it ain't yours when I said it before? No, I can't love you anymore, anymore. No, I can't love you.
No, I can't love you anymore,
anymore. No,
regarding Lunchbox's painful goal, I assume he's done having children already. I was just wondering if he would ever consider having the bad removed. Just a thought. Right?
Two-parter? Part one.
Well, it's part one.
Well,
he would assume
he
that I'm done having kids?
Yeah.
As of now, yeah. If my wife knew that it was going to be a female inside of her belly, she would have been pregnant a year or two ago, but the fact of scaring and having another boy, she has been very hesitant to have another child.
Got it. So probably not.
Probably not having any more children.
But this herticle could actually have created a female. This might be why it's hurt.
It could have been. It could have been like a female trying to get out.
Wow. Would you ever have it removed?
If the doctor said this is what I need to do to get it to get this pain to go away, I mean, listen, as terrible as this sounds, I'd say cut it out.
What if he said the pain's gonna go away, you're gonna be totally healthy, but your voice is going to raise about half. So we're talking like this. You come talking like this.
No.
What do you mean?
Can't do that. I mean, I can't sound like a chick.
Well, you wouldn't sound like a chick.
But a feminine male.
Okay, so like what's that one boxer, Mike Tyson?
No, he sounds...
But he's really tough.
He's awesome.
Very yeah. Well, I don't know if he's awesome, but he's tough, right?
As a fighter? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
As a person, I don't know.
Nah, yeah. All right, thank you for the voicemails.
Coming up.
Let's go.
On the Bobby Bones Show.
We'll do Giving Tuesday next. I'll go into my DMs and just help people out with some money. And then Lunchbox will review if it's worth me to go into my DMs and help people out with things happening in their life. That's next.
Here we go.
Bobby Bones Show.
Get into the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event and get away with a great deal. You can get great deals on the most popular models, including adventure-ready SUVs like the Hyundai Santa Fe or Santa Fe Hybrid and the Tucson or Tucson Hybrid. Plus, there's the bold Elantra, loaded with the latest tech. Or go all electric with the Ioniq 5 or Ioniq 9. So get down to your local Hyundai dealer and get away with a deal you'll love. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for details.
At DraftKings, we're all about responsible gaming. Sometimes
you got know when to hold 'em.
There are no locks or sure things, so
know when to fold 'em.
It's more fun when it's for fun. So play responsibly. DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, Kansas, 21 plus, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post-Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Land a kiss on your playground girlfriend, a backflip off a bridge in a Cumberland Creek, land a Friday night lick on a quarterback, lose your summer job, learn how to land on your feet. Land of the free, hand on your heart, first time it breaks, yeah, you land in a bar, sipping long neck band-aids, you realize sometimes land ain't just at 5.5 that you call home, at dirt road driveway you're pulling on, when you're flying high and your sky runs out, you gotta come down, go find those arms to crash into, learn to love what you've been through, when the rug gets pulled on your best made plans is how you fall and where you land. Doesn't feel like he working much. Daddy told me that, now I tell it to my sons. Land a girl as good as your mama is, when you and her buy some dirt, boy, remember this. At 5.5 that you call home, at dirt road driveway you're pulling on, when you're flying high and your sky runs out, you gotta come down, go find. You call home, that dirt road driveway you're pulling on, when you're flying high and your sky runs out, yeah, you gotta come down, go find those arms to crash into, learn to love what you've been through, when the rug is pulled on your best made plans, is how you fall and where you land, is how you fall.
97.9.
The Big
98.
Butterfly, sugar, baby. And then she looked at me like T-R-O-U-B-L-E was on her mind and in her head. So I said, I'll make it worth your while. This gravel goes for miles. She hit me with that smile. She said, gonna keep the night running. Pull me close and like this Friday night on fire. Like, girl, I like your style. Keep driving me crazy. Timberline with a creek bend curves. That roadside prairie clover ain't half as wild as her. He lighting in the twilight sky. Went ahead to put her hand in mine. Started that little band seat to light. I swear I'll make
Bobby Bones.
The Big 98.
Nashville's number one for new country.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Let's do a couple Giving Tuesdays. Lunchbox, are you ready?
Boy, I'm ready. Here we go.
Okay, I just go into my DMs and I...
Oh, I need a new boat. Somebody bought it for me.
Nope.
No.
I just find a couple people to help and then I try to help them.
Would you get mad at that, Eddie?
Yes.
Okay, and I never want to put the person... on Front Street, so I'll leave out some details. But I got a DM. We are a one-income family, and our young daughter earned a position on a girls' academy soccer team. We're very proud of her, but can't afford the costs, and the travel costs is killing us financially. We would love to support her. Then they gave their Venmo. So I did send money. Oh my gosh. Your thoughts on that one, Lunchbox?
Then don't be on the academy soccer team. Be on a regular soccer team that plays in town. It's just as good, and it's fine. She doesn't need to be on a travel team if you can't afford it and she's that young. You are so stupid.
Wow. What if, though, it is probably a more competitive team and she does, and she is a better player and it does help her grow and they just can't afford it? I couldn't afford shoes to play basketball, so I never played basketball. And so that's why I would go back to Mount Pine every year and give the whole team shoes. So no one had to make a decision not to play because they couldn't afford the shoes. So I can understand that. You don't understand that at all?
No, she can play soccer. They can afford to play soccer. That's not the issue. They want to be on a glitz and glamour team that travels all this stuff that amounts to nothing 99.9% of the time. It's just a waste of money. Like, if you can afford it, fine, do it. But if you can't do it, just play the league that's in your city. It's fine.
I sent money to them on 10 being ridiculous, 1 meaning really good. Where do you rate it?
10.
That's the most ridiculous.
Okay, 9.
No, I'm not telling you to change. I'm just saying.
No, 9. The most ridiculous is when you send to Mario World or whatever.
Okay.
No.
Legoland.
Nintendo Land. Legoland,
whatever the heck it was. Mario World.
Okay. Next
God,
up.
God, that was so dumb.
Hi, Bobby. I thought I'd try to reach out
Our daughter, who is blank years old, is heading into her second year of competitive gymnastics.
Here we go.
We are looking to see if you could help in any way with her coach's fees.
No. The answer is no. If she can't afford to have special coaches, just do regular gymnastics.
Anything would be appreciated. Thank you. So I paid for that.
Okay. Another one. You did the exact same one, but for gymnastics.
Like right, so we don't need to hear yourself spiel again.
No, Amy, if you can't.
But this isn't travel gymnastics. This is just somebody who wants to
compete. A specialized gymnastics. If you can't afford the special coaches, go to the regular coaches.
What if you're really good and the regular coaches, though, don't?
Like, you know what? If you're really good, you know what they usually do? Hey, we'll help you out. That way you can be known as.
Well, she got helped out. I just helped her out.
No, the coach would be like, hey, let me take you under my wing. That way we can go together.
You watched the Carrie Strug documentary, and now.
That's how it works.
So we'll just do those two for here and for now.
You guys, what? I guess I didn't get it.
You didn't get what?
He submitted one?
No. I don't know. If he did, I didn't see it pop through. I can't see them all, honestly. I'll scroll and hit. And if they don't have their Venmo, I don't even read it because I don't want to chase it. But most people put their Venmos down. And if I feel moved, and mostly I do because I don't go through a whole lot because I just start feeling bad. I help out who I can and I move on. I did not see his.
So do you want him to read what it is?
I'll just resubmit. No, we don't want to. I don't want to ruin it because it may ruin.
Like, based on what he just said, I don't think he's going to see yours.
That's what a good point. This is your one chance to read it if you have one.
Yeah.
I mean, I can go on my phone.
Oh my,
well, just say it.
Okay, I'll just say what I said.
No, let me see if he's even in here because what I can do is I can go to his page.
I'm not.
Oh, and go to messages.
Yeah, and go to messages. Let's see if he's in here. Okay, and let's check messages. Nothing.
Ooh.
He didn't even send one. He was about to make one up. He didn't even send one.
I just remember when you started reading Giving Tuesday, I forgot what day it was.
Yeah. So you were going to send one, though, for?
Next Tuesday. It'll be in there. And I'm going to pull at the heartstrings.
So we have to wait?
Yeah, I'm going to pull at the heartstrings.
Okay. We're going to wait a week for Lunchbox's Giving Tuesday.
Well, it may make it. This may be the surprise of a lifetime.
Oh, well, then who's going to tear it down?
Nobody. That'll be like an awesome scale.
Bobby Bones.
Let's play Bailey Zimmerman. Here is Where It Is.
This is where it ends. I've been down a few broken roads that I'm trying to mend. But this is where it ends. And I'm breaking down. You were lying when you said that you were trying to work things out. But now I'm broken down. I went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. And like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down on all of your lies. I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it ends. Had to bury all your memories. Couldn't see what everybody sees. A red flag said I should have walked out that door. Went to battle for you always. Fought for you on your worst days. Then you told me that you don't love me no more. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. True love, should it be? I found myself the second I gave up on us. You're the last thing that I thought I'd lose. All I ever wanted was to be loved by you. I let you back in and I gave you a second chance. Like a jet plane on a clear blue sky, sun came shining down. I know that your lies, I got too much pride to let that happen again. So this is where it
ends.
Bobby Bones. Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. And if he's just a friend, then tell me why's he always calling? Why's he calling? You can't play me like a fiddle, girl, see that's where you went wrong. There's been rumors around this town and now I know what's going on. You and him, you say you're friends, but we both know damn well. When I ain't around, you're going down, but you ain't by yourself. Oh boy, in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you try to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? So much on knocking off the leaves. I got my own thoughts on what's going on when I ain't in Tennessee. What he say when the door closed? You can't see if it don't show. You say I'm overthinking just cause I wanna know. Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling?
That boy in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me?
That boy in a Ridgeline, and I drive a Chevy. He ain't got no straight pipe, so baby, can you tell me? Why's he call you darling? Why's he call you daily? Why you trying to act like I'm just out here being crazy? How's he know your mama? Does he drive your Mercedes? You can say whatever, baby, what you wanna call it. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. But why's he call you darling? Yeah. Why's he call you darling?
Coming up on the Bobby Bones Show.
Something weird happened to Amy at the grocery store. Well, somebody weird happened to Amy at the grocery store. The whole thing's odd. We'll talk about it next.
Bobby Bones.
Summer hits different when you're in motion. On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level. Through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Hangs his hat upon a tree, bows his head, bends his knee, only asks for what he needs, and Jesus listens. A little bread for today, a little water, a little shade, to forgive just as he has been forgiven. When a cowboy prays, it starts raining in Oklahoma. Long lost sons come home to mama, and those stubborn horses break. When a cowboy prays, it's a whisper and a rumble, and it's as strong as it is humble. This old world just ain't the same when a cowboy prays. Folds his calloused hands together, round a Bible bound in leather, just as worn and just as weathered as
the lines upon his face. All the horses in the stable, all his family round the table, all of heaven listens in to every word he has to say. When a cowboy prays, it starts raining in Oklahoma. Long lost sons come home to mama, and those stubborn horses break. When a cowboy prays, it's a whisper and a rumble. It's as strong as it is humble. Guess the world just ain't the same. When a cowboy prays, you don't want to miss it. When a cowboy prays, it starts raining in Oklahoma. Long lost sons come home to mama, and those stubborn horses break. When a cowboy prays, it's a whisper and a rumble. It's as strong as it is humble. This whole world just ain't the same. When a cowboy prays, oh, when a cowboy prays, when a cowboy prays.
The Bobby Bones Show on the Big 98, Nashville's number one for new country.
Yes, Bobby Bones.
Amy was propositioned at the grocery store.
Oh.
I mean, whichever way you look at it, it's a proposition. But there's...
We're going to decide if she was hit on.
That's the second layer of proposition. I was propositioned no matter what because I was asked to do something.
Go ahead.
Okay. I'm on the chip aisle at the grocery store and a couple is there and they are opening up chips and eating them on the aisle. These are unpaid for chips, which I'm not above that. If I'm grocery shopping, sometimes I might open a bar, eat a snack, whatever. That's
fine.
Then
you'll pay for it with the bag.
Sure. Yeah. And I think they had every intent of paying for these, but this was like part of their date night or something because they're just standing there tasting and they're like, this one kind of tastes like, and I'm standing there looking for chips and the husband says, you want to try one? And throws the bag back at me. I'm like, oh no, thank you, I'm good. And then he says again, are you sure? These are so good. And I'm like,
are you by yourself?
Yes. And I have my little basket on my arm and I'm like, oh no, I'm good, I'm just looking for something. And then the wife says, are you sure, hun? These are good.
Oh.
And I was like,
were they pineapple flavored chips?
No.
Okay.
Right.
I thought about that. I was like, should I be looking for like a pineapple
what
in their
were
car?
Their ages?
I don't.
Roughly.
Mine-ish, like
40.
It gets late hard, 30s, but like I'll say anywhere from 40 to 50.
That's the age where you start to get bored.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So, however you spend this, I was propositioned to eat chips out of their bag that they hadn't even paid for yet, and it was awkward. Like I'm not going to eat chips from a stranger on the chip aisle at the grocery store. Just was weird. Then as I walk away, I have this thought. I'm like, was that more than chips? Is this something that, like, if you're in the right part of the internet, you know that, like, if you're offered
experimenting with chips,
if you're offered chips three times, mm-hmm. like, but you say no, but then when the wife goes, "Are you sure, hon? These are good," then you say, and then that's the whole process and how people meat. That didn't occur to me until I walked away. And then I thought, I got to tell the guys about this because I need to know. Was it just a weird thing where they wanted me to sample their yummy chips? Or was it more?
Lunchbox, what do you think happened here?
They were definitely trying to get you to get in their bag. And once you're in their bag, they're going to get you in their bed because the chips lead to, are you willing to try something out of your comfort zone? They go to the grocery store on, what night was it?
A weeknight.
And they look for lonely people that are by themselves, no ring on their finger, like, okay, that is a fish that we can catch. And once you start talking about the chips, they start talking about other things, and the conversation leads to, would you like to go out with us?
Or go in.
They were trying
to
reel you in with the chips.
Eddie?
I'm going to go with 100% they wanted you in their bed.
Oh my gosh, really?
100%.
Okay. This is interesting because
you should have done it.
Okay, why so?
This is commit to the bit.
It's too crazy. This is too crazy for them to be like all about chips. This has nothing to do with chips. No one does that.
This was one of those situations where I knew I didn't want to forget anything. Like, I emailed myself the scenario from the grocery store.
Will you read exactly what you wrote?
Because I needed y'all to know exactly what happened. So, yes, I said, I was propositioned at the grocery store. A couple was on the chip aisle eating chips that they had yet to buy. They were going on and on about how good they taste.
Like, what are they doing?
Yeah, but they were like trying to decipher flavors, like, you know. The husband looked at me and held the bag out. You want to try one? I said, no, thank you. He held the bag out further and asked again. I said, no, thank you, again. Then the wife said, you sure, hon? They're good.
Dang.
I said, I'm sure. Then I walked away. This was so weird. Even if they were just offering me unpaid chips in the middle of the aisle, it's still weird. But what if this whole song and dance is some sort of code for picking up a girl at the grocery store? So that's what I typed at the grocery store because I wanted to make sure I had every part of the interaction in that moment exactly as it just happened.
Okay, so I guess we have to go to me, the rational.
What do you think?
Well, I think that they wanted to take you home with them.
Oh my gosh.
That's three
it's
of us.
It's just too much.
It's too much.
Oh, I feel so weird now.
You should be complimented though.
No, Lunchbox just said they look for
lonely
person
for
with
someone,
no ring.
No,
they're both
that's
attracted
like,
to.
At the grocery store at night, buying chips.
No, Amy, if someone that was not attracted walked by, they'd be like, oh, we're not looking at
you. Yeah, you can't have my Doritos. No. No, I think they saw someone that was by themselves that they're attracted to and go, let's do the chip bit.
Guys.
Wow, they both wanted you.
You should feel good about yourself. We obviously don't know for certain that this was happening.
100%.
87%.
But even 87%, like this is happening to people.
Yeah.
Or people are setting out and doing this and it's a whole thing.
Amy, you know how like couples do that?
I've heard about how couples do that, but I don't. Even when I hear it, even about people that I kind of know, I still have a really difficult time believing it. And then I'll have people say, well, you better believe it because it's true and I know for a fact. And I'm like, but really? Really? Like, we know some people.
I know. I can think of somebody right now.
Me too. I wonder if we're thinking of the same person. But it blows my mind every time I think about it.
And I really like this person. And
they're very successful. Very successful. You would never know looking at them. You would think you see them at a recital. And they'd be like.
Very successful.
Yeah.
Are we talking about the same person?
Do you know who we're talking about?
Probably not if you're struggling.
I have a person, but I wouldn't call him successful.
We're not talking about the same
person. Yeah, this person is very successful.
What on earth?
Yeah.
So obviously, based on that, I know that this happens. It's just weird.
It's the Bobby Bones Show, y'all.
It's hard to believe it, girl, that I'm seeing what I'm seeing. Don't want to assume, but it seems like you're having a time of your life. Hate how you laugh.
laughing and acting like what we had is gone. Girl, it ain't been that long. Hey, now you got that up for something kind of look in your eyes. Hey, now you're happier when I'm about to lose my mind. You look so good and damn, that's why it feels so wrong. Girl, I hate how you look moving on. I could help you, girl. I don't know why I haven't left yet. I'm watching every second like a train wreck. Can't look away. It is hard as I try.
Something good.
Yeah. Something really valuable was thrown away. And then the trash picked it up. Put it in the trash truck. Trash truck left. The guy's like, oh crap, will I ever get this back? Wait till you hear how he got it back. It's an amazing story. It is next.
It's a Bobby Bones Show live performance. Megan Maroney, Tennessee Orange.
I met somebody and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door and he don't make me cry. From where we're from, but he feels like home. Yeah, he's got me doing things I've never done. I met somebody and he's got blue eyes. He opens the door and he don't make me cry. From where we're from, but he feels like. In Georgia, they call it a sin. And I still want the dogs to win. But I'm wearing Tennessee orange for him. I'm wearing Tennessee orange for him.
Nice, Megan Maroney. Sound great. Woo.
To hear more live performances and interviews,
go to the Bobby Bones Show YouTube channel or BobbyBones.com.
Are you ready to level up your skills and stand out in today's evolving workforce? Well, at University of Maryland Global Campus, you can gain real-world skills and more. Explore programs that apply emerging tech like AI and data science. UMGC is an online and accredited state university and offers more than 100 skills-based degrees and certificates that can help move your career forward. Apply by September 1st and save with no application fee. Learn more at umgc.edu.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones, and finding value without compromise is easy when you shop at Dollar General. Save on the Procter & Gamble products you use every day, like Dawn dish soap, Charmin bath tissue, Crest, Old Spice, Gain, more brands you love. We are super excited to partner with Dollar General in the Yellow Glasses campaign, supporting the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. This is what community looks like. Procter & Gamble proudly supports the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and Yellow Glasses.
Summer hits different when you're in motion.
On the Post Run High podcast, we're exploring what it really takes to perform at a high level through post-run conversations with athletes, founders, celebrities, and health experts.
Life is an ultra where things get hard, things suck at certain points, you have lows, but if you stay focused on your end goal and you get through the hard parts, it will get better.
Whether you're chasing a new PR or just getting out the door, this podcast is for you. Open your free iHeartRadio app, search Post Run High, and listen now.
Call me a much, but she loves this place. And I gotta find her. I don't smoke, but she does when she drinks. So I gotta light her. I like whiskey, she likes tequila. So I take one of both. Just in case she walks in, I'll be good to go. She only dances the cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I got a 20 on the jukebox to keep it playing. Anything that sounds like wailing, right here's where I'll be staying all night long. Cause she only dances to cowboy songs. She only dances to cowboy songs. Yeah, she makes love like an Amarillo. Something about her. One night with her would make anyone think they can't live without her. If she rolls through three chords and the truth might give me every chance. A steel guitar will steal her heart if anything can. She only dances to cowboy songs. Loves to get lost in a moment. She comes alive when the neon's on. Don't wanna leave till it's closing. So I find her.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Just like family, love them.
Big 98.
Breland shares with Bobby Bones how he works on keeping his positive energy.
It's easy to be grateful for things when you're getting good news and when things are going the way that you want them to. It's really hard to do that. It almost seems counterintuitive to do that when you're getting bad news or when things are tough. And I've been really mindful of just being grateful for everything, regardless.
It's the Bobby Bones Show.
Girl, I know I don't know you, but your pretty little eyes so blue are pulling me in. The moon on your skin. I'm so glad you trusted me to slide up on this dusty seat and let your hair down and get out of town. Got the stars coming out over my hood, and all I know now is it's going good. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control. I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn it comes, cause I know that the rising sun ain't no good for me, cause you'll have to leave. Gonna make the most of every mile, do anything to make your smile land on my lips. Get drunk on your kiss. Clock on the dash says 3:35. There's plenty of gas and the night's still alive. You got your hands up, you're rocking in my truck. You got the radio on, you're singing every song. I'm set on cruise control, I'm slowly losing hope of everything I've got. You're looking so damn hot.
Just a bunch of friends hanging out.
The Big 98.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon, don't gotta go home. But we can't stay here, them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done, the night's only begun. We can go anywhere, take a ride to the boondocks, from a truck to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot, maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done, we can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are cold, and you kiss me like that, I could shout a straight jack, baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back, after them after hours, we could buy dinner on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you, baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park, open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me,
still got a lot of moonlight left to go after all the bars are closed. No, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon, just as long as I'm with you when it's time to go after all the bars are closed.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A guy had a bunch of rings that were passed down to him from his maybe even great-great-grandparents, and he accidentally threw them away because he was getting rid of a bunch of junk in his house. Threw away the rings. I was like, oh no, called the city. And so the New York Department of Sanitation located the garbage truck that earlier in the day had picked up his garbage that he hoped that it was in, and so pulled the truck into the center, and they went through it. There was a 20,000 pound load in this truck.
Dang.
They dumped it out. They went to a place where they could dump it out, and then they brought people out, and they searched for it, and they found the rings.
Wow. This is New York City?
It says New York. I don't know about city.
Because I would think that once that truck dumped in the landfill, you're...
It didn't get to the landfill.
Right.
Yeah.
That's huge.
Because you don't know where you dumped what.
right.
I don't know if it was city or not.
But there's been stories of people after it's already been dumped, like the landfill mapping out exactly where that truck did drop.
No, I know, but I feel like New York City is way worse.
Trash everywhere.
Yeah, because there are so many trucks going in, dumping so many places.
Yeah.
Where if it's a small town, you probably know the garbage truck today dumped here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they found all of his stuff. How fortunate for this guy that they cared enough to go and search for it and didn't say, yeah, we'll look, and then not really look. But that's from Fox 5 New York. So a big shout out to all of them. That's really great. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
She was dressed to kill, I was in my boots. So I had to pick, pull the uptown top. Yeah, but we talked for a while at a corner booth before closing time. She caught me by surprise. I think I feel in love right then and there. We were out the door before the end of the song. I said, where to? She said, I don't care. Just don't take me home. What you waiting on?